This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and I tell you what, I've been following this company for years. We're talking about Strikeforce Technologies and what they are. They provide a suite of online products that help prevent cyber theft and data breaches by protecting customers, employees, and partners in real time at every vulnerable point. And they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SFOR. And with us today to talk about his company is the CEO of it, Mark Kay. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, sir, and I appreciate the opportunity, Everett.
You know, last time you were on the show, your stock was trading at about 0067. It's at 008. You guys are probably up about 20% from 2 months ago. What is Strikeforce revenue plan going forward?
Well, obviously, we thought last year was going to be our big year and breakout year, and we did have revenue deals planned for last year. The good news is they got delayed, not canceled, and they're actually looking very, very good to get done over the next month and start showing up. And of course, we'll be about maybe 60 to 90 days out on the revenue side, in which case we'll start PRing those for those deals at that point. But we feel that they're looking very well. The products are looking great. We've upgraded the products quite a bit. And Strikeforce is looking forward to a great year.
You know, explain to my listeners, if you would, what exactly keystroke encryption technology is.
Well, that's a good point. I think everyone understands the word malware. And malware is mainly, you know, viruses that get into your computers and steal different things.
Exactly.
Well, the biggest percentage of malware that occur now is about 90% of all malware is key logging, which means every time you type on the keyboard, a keystroke is hit. They steal that keystroke that you make, and that's how most malware occurs. Because on a keystroke, think about what you type in, your names, your passwords, social security numbers, credit card numbers. They get stolen before they hit the screen and in real form, and they get stolen by the bad guys and, of course, then get emailed to their accounts. And you never even know what's going on. An anti-keylogger, which is what we provide, an anti-keylogger is a product that actually reads the keystrokes every time you hit one before any of the bad malware can touch it, any of the bad guys can hit it or see it, and then encrypts the keystroke immediately, and even then sends it through its own path where nobody's watching, and that other path is separate from the normal data stack up the middle that most keys go up. So we prevent, not stop, not have to find, not have to understand, but prevent malware sitting in your computer at all times, which I guarantee everyone does have malware in their computers at all times, from stealing the keystrokes. Don't forget, the malware gets into your computer in many different ways that you cannot prevent. No one can stop it. It gets in there through putting USBs in, through talking to the Internet. I guess you could if you actually just didn't talk to the Internet at all, but then you wouldn't be able to do anything either, and that would be useless. But that would be one way to stop it. I agree with that. Other than that, you cannot prevent malware from getting on a computer. About 90% of all computers have malware on them at all times, and you can't even prove it. The good news is we don't try to. We protect your computer from the malware ever stealing your keystrokes, and that's the majority of all malware today.
Let's say I'm at home, I'm listening to this interview, and I want to purchase this software that you have. One, how much is it? Two, how do I do it?
And the software we're talking about is Guarded ID and Mobile Trust. Guarded ID protects your computers from all malware, or most malware, which is the key loggers. And it protects your phones, your iPhones, your Androids from malware. We're actually the only ones that provide a mobile trust solution that is its own keyboard that sits on those phones that actually doesn't go through the main operating system again of the phones. It keeps the keystrokes to the side of them, and it protects them as well. So, and that's another way of protecting it. So both those products, Mobile Trust and GuardID, can be bought through HSN, for one. We're on HSN every once in a while, and you can buy it through their website. We're on many different companies' websites, Target and many of the other companies out there as well, Best Buy's website, many of them that we show up on. And you can also buy it from our own website on StrikeForceTech.com. We sell them directly as well. On our website, we sell them for $29.99 for two computers. Either product, GuardID or Mobile Trust, they're the same price, and you could buy a license that could work either one. Very, very reasonable, and the sales are definitely rising tremendously right now. More people are understanding what keyloggers are and how simple malware that is and how it prevents it, and they're both doing very well at this point.
You know, the space that you guys are in is a multi-billion dollar industry. You guys are in some sort of patent lawsuit. Can you bring us up to speed where we're at and when you think that might get settled in 2018, if it is settled?
And that's a great question. We were hoping to get these also settled by now, but obviously they're not. We had sued PhoneFactor way back when. PhoneFactor was brought up by Microsoft. That patent was finished. We did come out ahead of it with all the money we received at that point. And then we decided we better sue many others. They're all cheating. I should say they're all infiltrating our software. So there are about eight other companies we decided to sue. There are now six left, and a couple have merged into each other that we can deal with that way. They're all still out there. We're all still suing them. We did get a delay in the trial we had. That one of the companies did a 101 and won that 101, where the judge felt that some of the claims were invalid. Just claims, though, not patents. And we're definitely appealing those. We're taking the time to get the right appeal done. They take about a year to get the lawsuits back on the schedule. And we feel very strong that we should have a great opportunity to win those next year. And this should be the last delay we would see. So probably in 2019, we expect some winnings, but we can't be sure.
My guest today is StrikeForce Technologies. Well, they trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol SFOR. I think they're very undervalued here at a market cap under $14 million. Their stock's at 0008. Explain to me, I was reading something that you guys are getting into a new private subordinate blockchain company called BlockSafe. Why now, and why that company?
Well, that's a great question, Everett, and we got very, very excited moving into the blockchain world. Blockchain, what we used to read about in the past couple of years, actually,
right,
is starting to really gain a lot of momentum. In the past number of months, we said, holy Christ, this is becoming very real. Whether you deal with an ICO or not, the blockchain world is fast as lightning. We ran it, you know, we saw the test that everyone saw where Walmart had to buy three pairs, and through the blockchain, which is an automated network, they're able to find out where the pairs were and get it done within days, actually within seconds, to be honest, of when they actually put out the request. In a normal network, it took weeks. So that's one of the main reasons why the blockchain makes so sense, because there is no central server. There is no main owner of a blockchain. Blockchain is owned by all the participants. So as soon as you put something out there, it crosses as a ledger, shows up in every single blockchain environment out there, technology-wise, and immediately is done. The monies don't move. I mean, if you use an ICO and pay for it that way, you pay for it immediately. There's no central bank it has to go through. So it happens on the spot. It's amazing how fast it is, how well it works, and it's becoming extremely real. It's become a major, major item. So we definitely started our own ICO as well as a blockchain company, and that's what BlockSafe is. And not only that, but we also have products on that block for the BlockSafe that actually secure the BlockSafe. There are just about no products out there securing the Block Safe. Now, the Block Safe will tell you each individually that it's very secure, it's all encrypted, but again, we use our Protect ID to guarantee it's as secure as it is, and we do the private blockchain, which has its own server on every single blockchain that has to be verified, and that blockchain is extremely secure at that point. Then with the security, we added some other features that you can get by doing out-of-band authentication. And then we also did the guarded ID and mobile trust, which really equal to Crypto Defender, we call it. We added new features there as well to make every single consumer using a blockchain, anywhere in the blockchain, their transactions are being secured through lack of malware because of Crypto Defender, which again, we don't see any other player or competitor in the industry doing that. So we feel very strongly we have very good products and making this a very safe environment for everybody as the blockchain starts developing over time.
This new company, our new product that you guys are bringing online, this blockchain, when do you think that you'll generate some revenues and they'll fall on the balance sheet?
Well, the good news about the new product is it comes from the old products, right? We're taking all the products we have, and which is unusual for any company to do because all these ICOs have these products that do nothing for the most part. And those that do something are all brand new, so they have to get built over a year or two at a time. Our products will be out there in about 3 months. And they're huge, and they already exist, and we already have them labeled. So they're going to be branded, they're going to be labeled. We're adding new features to them, which will take a little longer, but the products will be out there as soon as we get them. And the Protect ID, that one is be part of the Blockchain Defender, which is a private blockchain solution for security, which will really protect every transaction out there at that point. That'll take about a year to get done. We feel very strongly about that and very, very good that those unique products with those security solutions will be one of a kind in the network since nobody's talking about that today.
You've been listening to Mark Kay. He's the CEO of Strikeforce Technology, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol SFOR. In closing, Mark, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
No, I think... Again, blockchain is doing fantastically. I am involved with the blockchain world right now. I'm definitely on our BlockSafe Technologies, Inc. I am the board of directors for a while, making sure that gets kicked off properly. We're working very diligently in that respect, but we're still keeping Strikeforce Technologies growing, going leaps and bounds, and we're going to be working a lot on Protect ID in the near term. So please, Keep on chugging, keep on buying the stock. We love it, and we appreciate your interest in the products.
I want to thank you for coming on the show, Mark. Always looking forward to you coming on the show. Please come back in 50 or 60 days and give us an update.
All right. Thank you, Everett. Appreciate your call.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.